Geek Radio Daily. It's finally Frackin' Friday. It's June 11th, 2010. How's everybody doing this morning? I'm just wonderful because why? It's finally Frackin' Friday. So on Fridays, we talk about new movie releases. We're going to be talking TV pages. We're even going to be talking some geeky news. And who's going to be talking to you? Well, I'm the Bruce. Yes, it's my final show. Doing the solo thing this week. You get Billy Flynn, the Flintress. But, hey, I'm here to hang out with you. So how do we start the show? When I'm doing the show by myself, we start out with birthdays. And now, I want to explain birthdays today. Yesterday, I did today's birthdays for June 11th. So, for today, June 11th, I'm going to do June 10th birthdays. And I have to start out with Ivo Terra. He's the founder of Patio Books, great guy, hosts a heck of a party. Other birthdays for, well, yesterday, Sasha Obama is 9 years old. She is the youngest daughter of the President of the United States. Joey Zimmerman is 24 years old. He's from Seventh Heaven and Halloween Town. Tara Lipinski is 28 years old. She's a national figure skating champion. Let's see, who else we have today? Shane West starred with Mandy Moore in A Walk to Remember. Elizabeth Hurley, 45 years old, you know, Austin Powers and a number of other films. Absolutely, still a gorgeous woman. Let's see, who else has been born today? John Edwards is 57 years old. He is the recent senator who cheated on his wife and had a love child and claimed it wasn't his for the longest time. And, okay, yeah, it is his. F. Lee Bailey is 77 years old today. The attorney who helped O.J. Simpson get away with the murder. Helped him be acquitted. Yeah, People who are no longer with us today is Maurice Sednick. He would have been 82 years old today. He was born in 1928. He is the author of Where the Wild Things Are, the original childhood book. Judy Garland is born in 1922. The Wizard of Oz. I mean, who hasn't seen The Wizard of Oz? And finally today, we have Mr. Frederick Lowe, was born in 1904, composer, and did the musical for Camelot. Not Spamalot, Camelot. Completely different story. All right, that's birthdays for today. Let's talk some TV pages, shall we? Yeah, over there on CBS, you have Medium, a new Flashpoint, and a new Miami Medical. ABC, you have the 2010 FIFA World Cup Soccer Kickoff Tournament. Kickoff Concert, yeah, for the tournament. NBC, you have Friday Night Lights. Fox, you have House and the Good Guys. CW, you have Smallville and then Supernatural. Over there on the USA Network, you have a NCIS Marathon, in case you wanted to catch up on all of that. Sci-Fi, you have Stargate Universe and Merlin. Those are both new episodes. TNT, you have Men in Black. TBS, you have one of the most impractical movies of all time, Pretty Woman. FX, you have XXX, State of the Union, and then Shaft, which is the remake. AMC, you have Eraser. Not a great Schwarzenegger film, but a decent one. FMC, Wall Street. Good movie. Really good movie. Over there on Nickelodeon, you have Big Fat Liar. Make your own jokes. But if I'm watching anything tonight, it's going to be on the Chiller Network, where while cleaning an old mansion, a group of college students unwittingly unleash a demon. Jessica Ellis, Zach Kilberg, both star in The Slaughter.
It's here! Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Yeah, I actually got a piece of mail today. Let's see. Seriously, absolutely no caffeine in the morning? Have you been tested for ADHD? Just saying. That's from Taya. Taya, she's one of our new listeners. No, I have not been tested for... Okay, yeah, I have been tested for ADHD. Well, yeah. Surprise, I have ADHD. But I haven't, you know, I don't take any medication for it. I don't need it. Oh, look, a rabbit. No. No, if you want to send us a podcast, please do. Send it to Podcast, The Bruce, Billy Flynn, or Flintstress, all of us. At GeekRadioDaily.com. It's June 11th. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking geeky news and new movies. We're coming back Friday, a finally Frackin' Friday episode. of Geek Radio Daily.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
These two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, dear.
Yeah! HPPodcraft.com.
Hi, this is Alan Ruck, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. For all us geeks. Okay, bye.
Geek Radio Daily! Friday, finally Bracket Friday, June 11th, 2010. It's Friday, and what do? We talk about some new movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Let's talk about a movie from yesterday, that came out yesterday. Rush, Beyond the Lighted Stage. This is a limited release. It's a retrospective of the band's career, following them all throughout the 40 years they've been around. So if you're in one of those lucky areas that gets that movie, hey, you might want to check it out. But coming out today, two major releases. First, The A-Team. Yes, this is a remake of the 1980s classic television show. This stars Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, who apparently has a shirt off for the half of the movie, Quentin Rampage Jackson, and oh my god, I can't remember the other one. The one who was in District 9. Somebody's screaming it out there, and you're probably right. So yeah, that's going to be a good movie. That's the one I want to see today. The other movie that I'll probably check out is The Karate Kid. This stars Jaden Smith, and it also stars Jackie Chan. So, good movie. It might be pretty good. It's a remake, so a reimagining. Let's see, a couple things coming out, limited release. Joan Rivers, a piece of work, is coming out. And Coco Chanel and Igor Stravinsky. I have absolutely no idea what it's about, and I don't care. But that's just me. So, those are your new movies coming out for today, June 11th, 2010.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! All the news from a geeky point of view. Paramount announced Wednesday that it is developing a movie that would center on the character Les Grossman. This is Tom Cruise's foul-mouthed movie producer character from Tropic Thunder. Yeah, well, the movie is being produced by Tom Cruise and Ben Stiller, who produced and wrote Tropic Thunder. The screenplay is coming from Michael Bacall, who is doing Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Stiller issued a statement yesterday. I'm editing it for myself, just, you know. Les Grossman's life story is an inspiring tale of a human class struggle to achieve greatness against all odds. He has assured me that he plans to, quote, fracking kill the shite out of this movie and make Citizen Fracking Kane look like a piece of crap movie by the time we're done. I'm honored to be working with him. Well, you go, Ben Stiller. You go ahead and work with that fracking genius. All right. Some of the biggest PlayStation 3 games will be available to play in 3D this year. The first 3D games are going to hit as of today. At an event in Los Angeles, Sony PlayStation boss Jack Trenton just rattled off some of the upcoming 3D games for the PS3. The games will be rendered in stereoscopic 3D and will require a 3D TV and the glasses in order to experience the popping effects. Available as early as today for the 3D for the PS3 will be Super Stardust HD, Wipeout HD, Pain, and a demo version of MotorStorm Pacific Rift. Trenton also said, also showed Gran Turismo 5 and MLB The Show 10 in 3D as well, but no release dates for those. The company announced their first 3D motion-controlled game as well. The often revealed but often named The Fight Lights Out will be playable in 3D when it's launched. Sony also says that starting today, anyone who buys a Sony Bravia 3D TV will get 4 3D PS3 games and demos. All right. Some more game news today. Are you ready to go back in time? Well, maybe not literally. But two of the popular Universal movie trilogies are getting new games. USA Today reported that Telltale Games is developing new video games based on the Back to the Future and Jurassic Park movie series. Both franchises have had games in the past. The games will be episodic titles, Telltale says. The yet unnamed Xbox 360, PS3, Wii, PC, and Mac games will be released later this winter. Jurassic Park and Back to the Future are our two broadest and most beloved properties, says Bill Kispert, the interactive vice president at Universal Studios. The games, which are in the early stages of development, will tell new stories extending from the Back to the Future and the Jurassic Park lore. He teased that the Back to the Future game may include the DeLorean's ride back to the 1970s, while the Jurassic Park game would be intense and would add new backstories to the series' main man versus dinosaur mythology. Okay, let's see a new Back to the Future game. The ones they had, not too good. Let's see. The first Green Lantern movie hasn't even finished production yet, and it won't hit theaters until June 17th, 2011. But Warner Brothers is so confident it's going to be a hit that they've already greenlit. Joke greenlit there. They've already greenlit a sequel. Greg Berlanti, Michael Green, and Mark Guggenheim, all who've worked on the first installment, have been hired to write the sequel. Not only that, but the team has also been asked to write the treatment for the big screen adaptation of The Flash. Though the trio's deal doesn't indicate which of the two projects they're going to tackle first. Now, there's also no word on what this is going to do to the Deadpool movie that Ryan Reynolds is also already attached to. Will they do the Flash movie first so he can do the Deadpool movie? Who knows? We'll find out when more information comes in. We'll let you know. And finally today, with all the buzz about the new Green Lantern, the Captain America, the Thor movies, what other big screen comic adaptation are you thinking about? Well, if you're Jennifer Love Hewitt, you're thinking about the Wonder Woman movie. And she really wants this role. According to her, she told MSN, "I'm fighting so hard. I think Warner Brothers is getting ready to make Wonder Woman, and I want to play Wonder Woman. I am obsessed with Wonder Woman." Mind you, this is Jennifer Love Hewitt talking, not me. If there's anything new about there, and there's nothing new about Hewitt's desire to play the part, "I want to play Wonder Woman really badly," she told MTV News last year. Then she listed the reasons why she would be a good choice. Curvaceous? Gold braces? Look at these wrists. Tell me gold braces would not look good. And I love little tiaras. And Wonder Woman gets to wear a little tiara, and I'm very athletic. Other possible stars that have been in line for the not even green-lit Wonder Woman movie have been Megan Fox, Eliza Dushku, Sandra Bullock, and even Beyonce Knowles. So, do you think Jennifer Love Hewitt would be a good role? I mean, I'd like to see her in the costume. That's just me. If she wants to come over to my house and dress like that, I wouldn't mind it. Anybody out there with me on that one? Okay, maybe it's just me. Probably not, though. All right, thank you very much for joining me this week and today for Geek Radio Daily. Join the Facebook page and find out what's new with the Dreamcast. Check us out on iTunes. The DRD is created under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Send us an email to podcast, The Bruce, Billy Flynn, Flintstress, all of us at geekradiodaily.com. Have yourself a wonderful and safe weekend. See you later, everybody. Bye!